Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues involving our state's entrepreneurial community. Here to help us, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is right now. John, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's new in the swamp today.
So when I tell you there's a new technology campus in South Carolina, the real exciting thing about this announcement, it's in Hampton County, and there's going to be $314 million invested in this agricultural technology campus, and it's going to create 1,500 jobs in a rural area of the state that really needs it. That's awesome, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so what was the genesis of this?
This is a project to use a very innovative indoor farming technique to minimize space and conserve water. You might have seen hydroponics before I have. This is all about growing fresh food that can be distributed up and down the East Coast. There were some partners who were already in this market segment that had been brought in to participate and partner in this project. It's the largest agricultural announcement in South Carolina history, so pretty impressive. It's about 1,000 acres that's going to be utilized for this. One of the interesting things about it, it's in an opportunity zone, and we've talked about that before. You know, those are designated areas which are low-income, high-poverty areas, and there's pretty significant tax incentives for making an investment in an opportunity zone. And in fact, the investors here is an organization called GEM Opportunity Zone Fund. And you see that starting to happen where these investment funds get together and they really focus on opportunity zones. And again, that's because of the tax incentives that are involved. What you don't often see, though, is they're investing in a place like Hampton County. So, you know, it seems like the state and the Department of Agriculture have really, you know, been creative themselves in, you know, identifying some partners in this space, bringing them together in a place where there's some good tax incentives, finding a capital partner, and really just having a pretty significant announcement that can be a game changer in rural South Carolina. And that's just very encouraging to see.
And so it sounds like the genesis then is possibly the fact that these opportunity zones have been created and this location for this project turned out to be perfect for this zone.
It seems like it, and it sounds like a very great announcement. Now, there is one thing here that's discussed that, you know, is a little bit of a concern, and you hear this with a lot of big economic development announcements. Well, you know, if you were a local farmer, you might not be as excited about this because all of a sudden now there's this major farming operation that's down the road from you and might compete with you. And so I think the Department of Agriculture needs to be really careful and make sure that, you know, they're paying attention to a lot of the local farmers that may have been there for generations and, you know, that they benefit from something like this. Maybe there's infrastructure put in place that they could benefit from, whether, you know, farming infrastructure or maybe even transportation infrastructure. So hopefully the Department of Agriculture will use this not only to benefit the partners in this technology campus, but they need the broader agriculture community in the state. You know, agriculture is one of the largest industries in South Carolina. So it's important that innovation can be brought to this in a way that's spread broadly across the state.
Well, John, does the press release say when the expected completion date of this project is and when operations will be up and running?
It does. It says the expected operation date will be 2022. So, you know, it'll take a couple of years to build this out. So it's a pretty significant project. And again, you know, I'm hopeful that not only is this campus itself, you know, built out and operational, but, you know, there are parts of it that other farmers, local farmers in the region and maybe across the state can actually benefit from. So, you know, taking a couple, 3 years to do this and get it right is an important thing.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your time and the update.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.